Bristol, For the Record, a new local oral history podcast from BCFM Radio in partnership with MShed Bristol and funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
What is your name and how old are you?
My name is Freddie Harper Waiselot and I'm 15 years old.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Southmead Hospital in Bristol on the 3rd of July, 2008.
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
I remember my dad taking me fishing for the first time and like my first day of school and first time going to watch Bristol Rovers and my first time playing football.
Where was the first time you went fishing that you can remember?
A place in Somerton called Viaduct. I reckon I went when I was about 5 or 6, around that age.
And you mentioned going to watch Bristol Rovers as well. Can you remember the game?
My first game I went to was Bristol Rovers versus Rochdale, and we won 3-2.
Can you remember the day? Can you remember how it made you feel?
I really enjoyed it, and I started going a lot more after that, and I can't remember the date, but all I remember it was Pancake Day. That's all I can remember.
Very, very important. Any other childhood memories you can remember?
I can remember my first day of school, of primary school, because I met two of my friends, and I was really close with them. I still talk to one now, and then the other one, I sort of fell out of him, started secondary school.
What was the primary school you went to?
I went to Hannam Abbotts in Hannam.
Makes sense. So, growing up in Bristol, how has it been? What do you think of the city?
I think it's a nice city. There's a lot of options, a lot of things to do here. Like, you got your shopping, and there's, like, football teams you can go watch, and there's other things you can do, a lot of options to do here.
Things like what?
There's various sports here. Like, you can play basketball, cricket, football, hockey. There's hockey teams, a lot of sports like that cater for everyone.
So do you prefer to play sports or do you watch them?
I play and I watch, but to be honest, I think I'd rather go and watch football than play football. I just enjoy it a bit more.
What other sports do you actually play and watch then as well?
So I play football and I do fishing, and then I watch football, and I sometimes watch rugby with Dad.
What rugby do you watch?
Like normally Bristol Bears, and then sometimes if England are on the TV, I watch England as well.
So Bristol Bears, they play at Ashton Gate, don't they? So do you go down there with your dad?
I've been down there a few times, yeah.
How do you feel about going to Ashton Gate, where obviously Bristol City play, don't they? Which is the biggest rivals of Bristol Rovers. How's that? Do you feel conflicted?
I don't mind it, to be fair. I think Ashton Gate's a nice stadium to watch rugby at. But yeah, not so good for the football team.
So let's go through your school days. So you say you went to primary school in Hannam. What was it like? Did you enjoy it? Did you like it?
Yeah, to be fair, I did quite enjoy school and I still do. I'm not really bothered by school. I just think I quite enjoy learning and I quite enjoy some lessons.
What secondary school do you go to?
I go to Oldfield in Bath.
Comparing primary school and secondary school, what do you prefer? Which one's better? How do they compare?
I think I enjoy secondary school a lot more because you have a lot more lessons and a lot more things to do and different opportunities and stuff. As in primary school, it's not as like, it's more fun and stuff, like setting you up for it, as secondary school is quite a bit more serious.
So secondary school, what do you like most about it? And maybe some of your favourite subjects as well, and why?
My favourite subjects, I think, I like PE a lot because I like to play sports and quite enjoy maths and science. But I just like numbers and stuff like that. Just find it quite interesting, and also I really like geography. finding out about new places in the world. I just find that quite interesting and stuff.
What do you dislike about school?
Some of the rules, I think, I just don't really agree with them. They're a bit silly and stupid.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, so this year, one of the rules they introduced is, so last year, your lesson started, say, like, my tutor would start at 8:30, but if he was there at 8:33, you were still okay, you weren't late. But this year, if you're past 8:30, you get sent to the canteen and questioned about why you're late. And if it's not a good enough reason, you get given a red card and you get given 15-minute detention at break time. And I just think it's a bit stupid, really, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if there's stuff like traffic, you can't really help that. So I think it's a bit silly.
And also, something just happened about your shoes, didn't they? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, so I bought a pair of school shoes that were pretty much the exact same as the ones I wore last year, and I got away with them all last year. 30 seconds into my school day yesterday, and I got told that I couldn't wear them and I had to change, and if I didn't change my school shoes then I'd just get sent home and excluded for a couple of days.
And is that what's happened?
In the end I changed my shoes, and then my mum had to buy a new pair, and then my mum emailed the school like early yesterday morning to see if the ones she's bought are okay, and they've not replied yet, so I've not gone to school today because I don't think it's worth putting the new shoes on just to get told that I can't wear them.
Do you have any favourite teachers when they're not telling you off?
My favourite teacher, I reckon, is my tutor teacher and my old math teacher, Mr. Smith, because he's just a really nice teacher. He has a lot of time for you, and like if you're struggling, he'll always be there to help you, and he's not strict in a way. Or two of my PE teachers, Mr. John and Mr. Dorman, they're just good teachers because like they teach PE and they care, but like because obviously they're not strict or nothing, and they just let you get on, and they always let you pick the sports you want to do and stuff like that.
Can you remember any school trips over the years, primary and secondary school? What have been some of your favourites or some that come to your mind?
I actually haven't been on that many school trips at Oldfield. I went on a geography one last year to Clevedon. It was all right. It was a bit boring. Just like,
why was it boring?
Because it was like, apparently it comes up in your GCSEs, but you was just walking around Clevedon Beach and like measuring like the waves and stuff. And then I think I went to Longley in year 8, what was all right. That was quite enjoyable. And then in primary school, I went on some trips, like I went to Stonehenge and stuff like that. It was all right.
Can you remember any school trips that you went to in Bristol?
I'm pretty sure I went to Bristol Zoo in primary school. And I also went to, the new Bristol Zoo.
The Wild Project or Bristol Zoo Project.
Yeah, something like that. I went there as well in secondary school.
What can you remember of Bristol Zoo?
I remember they had a lot of animals. I know they had their adventure thing in the middle. Their adventure playground and stuff, and then they had the really old tortoise. I think it was called George. It's like 100 years old or something. Really big. And then they had all like their snakes and stuff.
You've got some pets yourself, haven't you? Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so I've got a tortoise called Hagrid, who is I think 4 or 5. And I've got 2 dogs. I've got a Labrador and a Dachshund. And then I've got a horse as well.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of pets and stuff, but they're not too much to handle. They're all right.
So what do you like to do outside of school? We've talked about your pets. What else do you like to do outside of school in your spare time or your hobbies and interests?
To be fair, 70% of my free time is taken up by fishing and like all the prep, and then actually going out and fishing and matches and stuff. So yeah, most of my free time is taken up by that. But if I'm not doing that, then I like to go. I'll go to Rovers with my friends and stuff, or like go out.
Tell us more about the fishing. Do you do it just for fun, or are you competing? What sort of fish are you fishing for? Where do you do it? Tell us more.
I'm competing most of the time. So I've had two England trials for the under 15 team, and then fishing for carp and like bream and roach and stuff like that. And then I go locally, like in Somerton, and there's a place in Swindon I go to. And then also, like, I have to travel a lot of places. So like next Saturday I've got the Junior Super Cup final, and that's in Thirsk near Middlesbrough. Well, it's a bit of a long drive, but yeah, I've travelled all over the places, like Birmingham, Middlesbrough, all up and down the country.
Where are some of the best places to go fishing in Bristol or around it?
In Bristol, there's only one place that I really go to. What it is good is it's called Bitterwell. It's like Yateway. If you're looking for a chip relaxed day and stuff, it's not expensive. It's definitely a place to go in Bristol.
And also, you mentioned going to watch Bristol Rovers with your mates. Who are those mates? What do you get up to before and after the game?
So what we normally do is we'll get a bus. We normally meet in Kingswood Ways, and then get a bus to town, and then stay in town for a bit and just have a bit of fun, and then go to watch football and then come in, really.
How do you see the future of Bristol Rovers? Are they going to get in the Premier League, or are they going to stay where they are? How do you see it, mate?
I don't think they'll make the Premier League just yet. I think 3 to 5 years they'll be in the Championship. But obviously, the big news is they've just bottled signing probably the best striker in League One, Johnson Clark-Harris. Obviously, he used to play for Rovers, and then when he started getting good, he went to Peterborough for £1 million, I think. And then they tried to sign him back, and he agreed to all of the terms. And then just as they went to sign him, the deadline day closed, so they just missed him.
What do you think about that?
I think it's very unlucky, because he's the sort of player we need. Because I think they've got a very good side this season. I think they're just lacking a goal scorer, because even though they've got Aaron Collins, a striker at the moment and stuff, I think he's a very good player. I don't know, he's just been a bit off recently. He's not really been scoring much.
Bristol Rovers play at the Memorial Stadium. What do you think of the ground?
I love the ground. I think the grounds are amazing. Obviously, there's been a lot of talks about moving to the fruit market in town, but honestly, I wouldn't want to. I think the stadium we've got is, obviously, you compare the two stadiums at City and Rovers, and Bristol City Stadium's a lot bigger, but I think the atmosphere and everything with the Memorial Stadium's really good, and I really like it.
So, Freddie, do you have any brothers or sisters at all?
Yeah, I have one sister called Matilda.
Younger or older?
Older, she's turning 19 soon.
And what does she do, and what was it like growing up with her?
She doesn't do a lot. She pretty much all day sits on the sofa. She'll go to college when she has it, and then she'll do her horse, and that's about it. Growing up with her, I get on with her, we have some arguments sometimes, but normally we'll get on and stuff. She's all right, not too bad.
Tell me about your parents. What do they do for a living?
So Dad owns a fibre optics business called Future Networks that he's owned for, I think, about 10 years, maybe a bit more now. And he used to be in the cars. And then Mum used to work as a social worker and in a school. And then Matilda fell ill, and then she sort of had to stop and look after Matilda for a bit. And then we're quite lucky, because Dad earns quite a bit of money, she doesn't have to go back to work, so we're quite lucky in that aspect.
Growing up, mate, what would you like to be when you're older? What are your dreams and ambitions for yourself in the future?
I've not actually had a think about what I would like to be when I'm older. I've never really popped into my head. Like, I've had something like, I definitely want to be that, but my dreams would definitely be, I would love to win Fishing Mania, what's probably the biggest and most known fishing competition in the UK. And then if you win it, you get 50 grand. And I've just always liked to win that.
If you won the 50 grand, what would you do with that?
I reckon I would definitely give some back to mum and dad. And then I reckon I would, seeing how what I had at the time, if like I would spend it doing up my house if I had one, or put it in the savings to save up for a house or something like that.
Do you have any heroes and role models at all?
If I had to say I had a role model, it would definitely be my dad, because all the things like fishing and stuff, I will get it from him. Like, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have it, and he wouldn't have took me, so then I wouldn't have fell in love with it and stuff. So definitely my dad's my role model.
What are your hopes for the future of Bristol? Say you were like the future mayor of Bristol, what would you like to see changed?
I don't actually know. I think Bristol's like is a good place as it is. Maybe like Cabot Circus to be like updated and cleaned a bit, because it's very dirty around there, and definitely a bit updated because some of the things. But I think they need to expand, because if you go to like Cabot Circus, it's very crowded. I think if they could try expand it a bit, or move some of the popular shops to a different place in town, I think it would make it less overcrowded and a bit better.
So do you go to Cabot Circus a lot?
I go there, not loads, but quite probably like 3 times a month, maybe something like that. Like once every 2 weeks, something like that. So a decent amount.
All right. Well, Freddie, thank you so much for your time, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks for having me.